Well, good morning and welcome to WJBM radio station, where we have the local spotlight show. This morning, I have a good friend of mine, singer-songwriter Kevin Gruen. Kevin, welcome to WJBM.
Happy to be here.
Now, Kevin, this is the local spotlight show, and you actually grew up in Medora, Illinois.
That's right.
Well, tell me about that.
So I grew up in Medora probably the first several years of my life, moved out to Piasau for some time.
Okay.
Lived with my grandparents, actually.
I see.
And so they were from around the area. I moved to Brighton later on, so I lived about probably the first half of my life in Illinois.
I see. Is that where you...
And especially this area.
Uh-huh. Did you go to Southwestern school?
I didn't go to Southwestern High School. I went to St. Charles High School later on.
I see.
But I went to Medora. I went to Brighton while I was in elementary years.
So we got you here because you're a full-time musician, songwriter, kind of a blue-collar, hard-working musician. You work every day, right?
8 days a week.
8 days a week, yeah. Sometimes... Twice on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Literally twice on
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah.
So how many shows are you doing?
So this year's 275 across 10 states.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's been a lot. Next year's around 150 so far.
So far.
So I might pass up this year. I'm not trying to do that either. It's not a a record I'm trying to set or anything.
I know we got you on this morning because you've got a new song. That you've cut, Old Time Feelings. We've played it here at the station, and we're going to play it at the end of the show, too. Good song. Do you have other songs? What other songs do you have?
Oh, yeah. Well, Old Time Feeling is supposed to be the title track and the sort of double entendre or multiple meaning for the album. It's a collection of songs that kind of have this old-fashioned style.
Okay.
And so Old Time Feeling's the title track, but the other songs I put out, one, Permanent Vacation, September 15th this year.
I see.
And I also put out another single on Halloween, Lost in the Desert.
All right.
Which is based on a true story. So a lot of these songs are based, so the another theme of the album, really, they were songs that I was influenced by traveling across the U.S. performing the past few years.
I see. Well, what's it like, the life of a traveling musician? What's that like? I mean, is it lonely?
It has its ups and its downs.
Yeah? I mean...
I guess so. I have friends that, you know, have gotten me booked here, there, and everywhere, like a good network of people that perform across the U.S.
But you're basically traveling by yourself.
Yeah, right? A lot of the time, yeah.
Yeah, and...
meeting with people in different places. And
Where have you traveled?
Oh, so this year I did two different tours. The first one I played up in Washington. I went through Oregon and Idaho, Montana. So that was sort of a two-week deal out there.
How was that?
I mean, great people.
Really? Yeah.
Up in Montana especially.
Yeah.
Montana, Idaho. Very accepting. I mean, you know, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho area, there's places that are just really underrated that you would never think of.
I see.
Where the people are just great, you know, just like here, down home.
Yeah.
You know, blue collar, working class. You know, they get it and they, you know, they support the music that comes through.
Actually, what kind of venues are you playing in?
Oh, I mean, everything from living rooms to, you know, private events to weddings to you name it. I mean, business, suit and tie occasions, you know, everything.
You were out in Idaho. Did you ever do any traveling out east or any other direction?
Yeah, so the other trip this year was out east. So I played Maryland, performed in Pennsylvania, Long Island, and then the next week I played Maine, New Hampshire, and Buffalo. So that was quite the experience for 2 weeks out there.
Yeah. Do you find country music, your brand of country music? Is it out there?
I don't think so.
Really?
I really don't think so. Because it's, you know, it's kind of outlaw blues, kind of country blues sort of based music.
I mean, it's, are other people playing that out east? Or are you seem like you're, it's something new coming the direction?
I didn't hear a lot of that out there.
No.
But I think the country's really made a comeback.
It has have made a comeback, yeah.
I mean, in recent years. And I mean old country, too.
Well, that's what we're about here. We do old,
yeah,
new.
Yeah.
You know, we do it all.
I mean,
here,
the classic, you know, grab an acoustic guitar, Appalachian style kind of country music.
And that's what you kind of like, isn't it?
Oh, I really like that. Yeah. I like the Delta blues. You know, that's, I like all that.
So where are some of the venues you play around in these parts?
Well, of course, George's Local Brew.
Yes, you were a regular. We loved you.
You know
George's.
That one.
Yeah, we loved you at that one.
I play down at the Alton Sports Tap about once a month. In this area, of course, Grafton Pub.
Okay.
I'll play there in the summer. Let's see. I mean, there's a lot of places. But on this side of the river, those are some of the main points. Gosh, I have some other favorites. There's a lot.
And then, but you live in St. Charles now.
I do. I live in St. Charles now. So I've been there for probably the second half of my life. I moved over there. My mom ended up marrying when I was 14 or 15. So at the time, we lived in Wood River. We just moved from Bethalto. Mm-hmm. So we moved a lot. I moved a lot as a kid. Probably 7 different towns across Illinois and the country out here.
7 different towns.
Yeah. Well, I spent 7 of those years in Piasaw.
Okay.
And I spent another 3 to 4 years in Medora and Brighton and then Bethalto later on and before I moved to St. Charles. So I've been all around the area growing up. And, yep, so I've been in St. Charles, you know, for the last 14, 15 years.
What are some venues you play in St. Charles? Play any over there?
Yeah, there's some. St. Charles Music House has me, you know, in rotation several times a year, and that's always a nice little local spot.
Is it a restaurant bar, or what is it? The music
yeah,
house?
Yeah, yeah. They have a big stage, and it's just a good place. It's mostly, you know, people come from all around the area to perform there, and they sign the wall.
Okay.
So it's kind of a tradition. You know, Pat Liston from Mama's Pride, he's got his signature on the wall. For example, you know, so there's some bigger names that have been through there, I guess, from their area. I don't know if you know Mama's Pride.
Yeah, I've heard of Mama's Pride.
So there's Mama's Pride. Rodgers and Niehaus has played there, you know, a lot of people that are semi-big in the area. Steve Scorfina.
Okay.
Ario. Mario. And so it's a legendary place.
And, of course, Kevin Gruen's played there.
Yeah, I put my name on the wall.
Oh, shoot. So, have you ever played down in Nashville?
I have. I played I played this venue that was a little railroad diner. The name of the place was called Brown's Diner.
Yeah.
And like a lot of those venues down in Nashville, it used to be a retired railway car.
Okay.
So a lot of these, I don't know if you've been outside of the Broadway area of Nashville.
No, I haven't really been outside.
So I always
Broadway.
Say there's two different types. There's two different Nashvilles, you know.
Uh-huh.
At least two different Nashvilles. There's the Broadway, which is very touristy, and
yes.
You know, go see it one time.
Right, exactly.
And then right next to Broadway, you have Off Broadway, where they're going to be playing kind of the deeper cuts, not mm-hmm. so much the popular, you know, everybody wants to hear cuts. But then you go into the neighborhoods of Nashville, like where I played, and that's where you get the Bluebird Cafe and all these diners, and you hear the original singer-songwriter rounds and this and that.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that. Never,
so
I've never did that.
Two different worlds, you know.
And you enjoyed that?
Of Nashville. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's just the appreciation I have for such a town.
Yes, it's one heck of a town.
Yeah.
You know, Jerseyville, of course, you know, we modeled George's after a Nashville
right.
bar, you know, and we had stage, which is center of the attention, and then you know, where you could just have in-house music, just plug in and go. Did you like that? Wasn't that kind of
handy? That's a very, you know,
that's what I
ideal way to perform. I mean, for a songwriter that's going to come plug in their acoustic guitar,
yeah,
of course.
Think, I think that's why we had such success getting so many good musicians, because it was easy, you mm-hmm. know. And then they just come in, they get done,
yeah,
pack
yeah.
it out, and be gone, you know.
Yeah, I don't need to go crazy with the setup.
What's your goal as a musician? Where you want to? You're a young guy.
I think getting together with the band here in the next year, you know, getting more of that going the backing band.
You've got some.
We've prepared over the past year or two. Now we've done shows. You know, we opened for Jeremiah Johnson in the past at the Powerplex 2 years ago.
I see.
So, no, we've been together for quite some time. The lineup has changed a little bit, but right now I have Matthew Curry on bass, and I have James McBroom on drums. And so they were with me in the studio over the past year or so, recording this record.
Okay. And so how often does the band play?
So our next show, we're going to be at this place called Skadium in South St. Louis. January 9th, I believe. That's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we're going to get more of those. We're going to get some bigger places going, I think. And, you know, my big focus right now is getting this record out.
Yeah.
Once we get this record out, I'm really going to be pushing for bigger shows in the area.
When you get this record out, how do we hear this record?
So Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, that's where you can hear these singles right now.
Okay.
So all the major streaming platforms. I will be printing CDs and vinyl records of it.
You will?
Okay. Yes, that's definite.
All right. CDs and vinyl.
So I'm waiting on three songs to come back to me. I've been waiting for a few months, so... You know, hurry up, producers.
Okay.
I've been playing the waiting game. So when people ask me, I say, hey, it's not me. I'm waiting on production.
So your final goal is get your band together, and then you guys will perform at bigger venues do that.
And so I'm kind of waiting to get the record out, because that's sort of the deal, is you got to have the product and, you know, supply it for this demand.
So you get
I think to play at these bigger ticketed venues I have on my list.
I see. Okay. How long do you see that down the future? A couple years?
I'm thinking in the next year.
Next year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
I think it's all about the record, getting it out. And
now, what will the band's name, how do they find you? It would just be Kevin Gruen's
so
band?
So Kevin Gruen is going to stay, I think, in the name.
Okay.
We have other names that we've played under Kevin Gruen and the Collective Conscious, or... Kevin Gruen and Friends.
Okay.
So we have some performing names. Yeah.
All right. Do you have a story you'd like to share with us? You got a story of yourself? I've just heard different ones tell me, oh, he's got a heck of a story.
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up as in a music family.
Okay.
Of course. So everyone around me played music, which, you know, has influenced me
mm-hmm.
greatly. I mean, all of my uncles played guitar. My dad drummed in high school. My mom sang. My grandma played piano. So they all taught me some things.
I see.
I always say, as a joke, my first instrument was drums. I remember my dad getting me this toy drum as a kid.
Yeah.
And I just beat it up, you know. I played it every day. I'd sing songs and make up songs and beat this drum until I put a hole through it, and he ended up getting me an electric drum set.
Okay.
And so my dad was big on the older metal and whatnot. You know, he was into Black Sabbath and all the, you know, Iron Butterfly and Deep Purple. And so he put that on and said, here, try this.
Well,
and so that's kind of the story of how I got started with music, and so over the years that's just progressed. You know, I've had times where I stopped playing for a while. Really what got me back into this was listening to old blues music, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It got me back into playing, and then, you know, getting back into old country again and all of that. And, you know, That's what my grandparents listened to when I was a kid. Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline. And
right.
All of that old, you know, country and western. And my parents were big on classic rock. So I kind of put that all together and have this personal brand of music.
Yeah, and I like it. Well, do you have anything you want to add to this interview before we play your song?
I don't think so. If you're interested in having it on demand, if you'd like to hear it anytime, as I said, it's on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, iTunes. I don't know the difference between iTunes and Apple Music.
I don't either.
But apparently they're two different things now. Anyways, there's about 20, 30 other major streaming platforms. So it's not too hard to find. You can just type in Kevin Gruen and the song, Old Time Feeling.
Okay. And all your other songs.
Right. Yep.
All right. Well, you have to remember that, folks. Just type in Kevin Gruen. How about if somebody would like for you to play in a venue? How do they get a hold of you?
So I think the best way, you could either inquire on KevinGruenMusic.com or KevinGruenMusic@gmail.com.
I see. Okay.
So I make it pretty simple.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Kevin. Always a pleasure. You're quite a performer, for sure, and a great guy. And we appreciate you coming into the studio today and appreciate your music. Now we'll hit it with Old Time Feeling.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.